Hey there, how's it going? This is Frank Dobner, and you're listening to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, USA, planet Earth.
Well, welcome back to the Mike Kara radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation, as my guest today is Chris Badney, otherwise known as
Bogdan Vasquoff,
who has actually a great show that he performs at bars and clubs in the local Detroit metropolitan area. And that is, of course, the Bogdan's Kitchen of Love, combining music and entertainment and stand-up comedy and improv and cooking and baking and all that great stuff. And it is just a great presentation, something very unique. You don't usually see a cooking show mixed in with comedy and music and a little bit of everything. So Chris has that going, and we wish the very best to Chris. Again, my guest is Chris Badney, and Chris, it is a pleasure and honor that you can join me today on my program. We truly do appreciate it. Okay, now let's talk a little bit more about your particular shows. So basically, then it's a mixture of comedy and music and cooking, and it's really that a show that
absolutely. Our next show will be 2.5 hours long. We don't take breaks. There is no intermission. It's a 2.5 hour show. I'm chopping onions. I'm talking about what I'm doing. We're making up songs. We're an improv comedy musical group where we have a very rough sketch revolving around the ingredients. You know, we're making stuffed mushrooms out of hamburgers, out of White Castle sliders. You know, that in itself is funny. It's easy. To just come up with a shtick around that. And I've got a jug player in the band and a scrub board player. So, just look, and the bass player plays a wash tub bass. But I've got the most swinginest, coolest Hepcat drummer on the planet, Tim Salabim. The guy's just smooth. And then my main partner is Rob Rosinski. He's the anchor. He can make up a song about anything on the fly all day, all night. We do it all the time at home, man. We sing about everything. And so the Kitchen of Love show, when you come to a Kitchen of Love show, you're going to eat food. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. You're going to rock. And we bring people up on stage to help us. Now, I don't let them touch the food. The big thing of our show is me washing my hands. And I do that quite often because you got to, man. These bars are not clean, And so, but we try to get people involved in improv. A lot of times I'll make non-musicians play an instrument like a mandolin. The mandolin is such a cool instrument that you don't have to do anything but hit the strings usually. And as long as we're in key, in G, you're in key. And as long as you're moving, you're grooving. And I get that. My biggest joy is having people, non-musicians, play. Because a lot of times we try to get the audience to entertain us. And that's, so there's this real interaction at a Kitchen of Love show. You're going to, you can dance, and you're going to eat. And that's the show, man. And it's swinging. There's nothing like it in town, not around here anyway.
Oh, so yeah, that was going to be my next question, Chris, that it is a very unique show then. It's not something you could see at every bar.
No, there's a guy in town. I don't know the name of the restaurant. I'd like to give him a plug, but I don't know the name of the restaurant. But he made this restaurant where he does like an Emerald show, where it's also, you pay like $65-70, and the show is about 2.5 hours long, and you sit, and you sit in like a circle, and he cooks, and you eat. And so I was kind of doing that, but bringing it out, he only does it in one stationary place, and $65 is a whole lot of money, man, And so what I'm doing is I'm bringing it out to the bars in a much more casual atmosphere. So, everybody, you can kind of let loose, and you can still do the bar things, you can still look at the girls, and flirt with the waitresses. And it's, I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun.
And we're talking about bars. So basically, this is more of like a mature adult audience, like over 21 that you're appealing to then.
Well, you know what? It is because that's where we've done it, because that's where they embraced us. I'm going to move to coffee houses. My show's clean. You know, I'm way more of Bill Cosby than Eddie Murphy. You know, I think I can do this. I think actually my success is going to be in front of a family audience. And so my next step is getting into coffee houses, which it's kind of tricky. I'm having a little rough time because coffee houses, they're like, well, what, do you want to cook food? You know, coffee houses, they sell food. You know, they don't want me to be in competition with their little Danishes and stuff, even though that's not what I'm doing. But my gut feeling is that I'm going to do well in front of families. That's my gut feeling.
Oh, so yeah, that's definitely something to pursue. Now, as far as the bars, I guess our audience and me are wondering, what is the audience's initial reaction? Are you promoted like as a cooking and entertainment show? I mean, does somebody just come there to hear a band? Or
Bogdan's Kitchen of Love. Yeah, you're right. And it's at a bar, and it's most people are very surprised. I'll tell you, the bar owners love me. In Michigan, you know, the bars are old and stinky, man. And when we're there, the second the onions hit the butter, man, it just, everything's beautiful. But I try to advertise as much as I can that that it's a sample, a tasting sample show. I don't quite know how to bill it yet, you know, because it's so new. And it's not a meal. You're not coming to sit down, and you're not going to leave stuffed, you know, because right now what I'm doing, I'm still in the experimental mode. I don't know what I can get away with. I just bought an electric convection oven because I want to make bread. I make a great pepperoni bread, and I think and it takes about a half hour. It takes about 5 minutes to prep it, you know, to roll it out, put the pepperonis on, you know, season it with the Mrs. Dash, roll it up, put it in the oven, and it takes about a half hour. I can get two loaves in a half hour. And the show's got to be 2.5 hours long, because I'll probably actually start a lot of things before we actually go on. And then, you know, I'll get the onions softened, you know, get things going a little bit, to get the garlic smashed and stuff. And then, you know, less preparation. But you're not going to come to the Kitchen of Love show to eat. This is, you go out to dinner, and then you come to the Kitchen of Love show.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, you do serve food, but not just for dinner. I mean, you give samples of this.
Everybody in the audience eats. Everybody, yeah. The whole thing is that's what's beautiful about being in a band with improvisational musicians, because anytime I want to, I can run off the stage in the middle of any song at any time and serve the food. And I don't just get the people up front. And so people walk right up, you know, they'll walk up to the stage because food is a people magnet. You know, you got something that smells great and looks delicious. People are going to walk right up to you. And that's what's happening. And so I'll grab a tray and I'll run to the back. And I'll find, there's always some guy who wants to pass food out too. And I'll get the audience involved in that. Get them their maitre d' training on stage in front of everybody. We have a lot of fun. You know, we don't make anybody into fools. I want the food to get served, and I can't possibly serve everybody. So I get the audience people to come up, and I'll train them right there. And it's a lot of fun. You know, you got to have posture. You got to hold it up. You can't drop it. And then they go out and they serve the food. But everybody eats. If you want to taste the food, everybody tastes the food. I don't let nobody out until, you know, some people say no thank you. But I don't let anybody out without at least looking at it, trying it.
Oh, so the focus is obviously, Chris, entertainment with this. But, I mean, do you then encourage the people then to try to make your dishes at home? Or
absolutely. My whole thing is everybody eats, so you got to cook. Everybody, and if you heat it up, you're cooking. I don't care what it is. And anybody can cook. Oh, by all means, if you visit my Facebook page, Bogdan Vaskov, the Facebook page, I have 100 of my original recipes, and they're all shown with photographs. Each recipe usually has about 30 or 40 photographs. You know, no words are necessary, you know, so it's covers the globe, man. I got people from Japan making my things, people writing for me in Italy, you know, and in the Nordic countries. It's a blast. But yeah, my whole thing is cook, please, everybody cook, get your pots and pans, you know, get your pots and pans dirty, you know, get that stove going and let's cook.
Okay, Chris, you know what? That sounds great. We are going to take a quick break and we will be back. My guest today is Chris Badney, otherwise known as
Bogdan Vasquoff.
He actually has a great show called Bogdan's Kitchen of Love, which is a great show performed at local bars and clubs in the major metropolitan Detroit area, combining cooking and improv and music and food and entertainment and a comedy show. That's what that really is definitely a show. You are listening to the Mike Carrier radio program, Eye on the Nation. Definitely have our eye on the nation. And already to our last segment of this edition of our program, and stay tuned for that.